Hey, what's up? There is a tweet that I responded to, and it's always a tweet that I'm responding to that makes me want to jump on here. I'm going to just read the tweet. I don't know who this guy is, but I don't know who he is or what he did or what kind of accusations he's got on him. Or it's just how it, you know, seems in this picture here. But at Boogie Banks, you know, on Twitter said, "I had a chick go behind my car and text her homegirl my plate number before she got in the car with me." And then you have St. Cleopatra respond, "Did you enjoy your date?" And then Boogie Banks responded back with, "I left her ass and I went home, LOL. Not taking no woman nowhere. That's doing all that. Not taking no woman nowhere. That's doing all that." That's what he said to St. Cleopatra. Somebody screenshot this. They passed around a discussion and whatnot. I'm just saying, I said what I said about it. But you seem to, this is a gender thing. It's really not a gender thing. It's not a gender thing. It's not a safety thing, because if you wanted to be safe, you would not get in the car with a stranger. Okay, that's just number one. Okay, because if I picked up my girlfriend or my wife or my daughter or my stepdaughter or, you know, a friend of the family, and there's been times where, yeah, I've done those things. They didn't take no picture of my license plate. You know, I just want to make sure we get home safe. Okay? At least knowing a little bit about me. Okay? You know, since they bring that up, you know, I might as well spill my guts. On here. Because, I've had, when doing my whole photography thing, okay, that's nothing but meeting up, come to this studio, come to this location, come to this, because wherever the location is, that's where the shoot is. It's a traveling, you know, photography band. Okay, and you know, most of the time, well, not even most of the time, but most of the time, females come by themselves, and sometimes, they don't, but never had any altercation with anybody or anybody doing that before, or anything like that. If I did a news shoot, I need your information. Not for me to go to your house and stalk you. I need the information for 2257 U.S. code, record keeping laws. Okay, and I explain that in detail what that is, because you're going to be in the new, you're going to be in the buff, you're going to be bucket naked. You can see your public hairs. I mean. But yeah, dude's chilling in the back, having a good old time. We had a good old time that night on that nude shoot. Come to, you know. But it's always a sense of communication. It's always a sense of practicality. You know, meeting a public place. I said on there, I would not tell, because she asked me what I would tell my daughter. I don't have a daughter. I have a sister. Okay. And there's just some things that I'm just not going to do myself as a man. I'm not going to put myself in a dangerous situation like that to be blamed or accused. Regardless, picture, you got video. So that kind of cancels that out. But tell you folks, location, that makes sense. Meeting a public place around people, that makes sense. Like, you have a date and how about we meet at the movie theater? Meet me in front of the movie theater. Meet me in the lobby where there's people going in and out. Okay? The corona, you know, 6 feet, but still, that's something. oh, meet me at the gas. You know it's some bull when it's always some bull when it was stuff like that. It's always some bull. Meet me at this parking lot. You don't meet nobody in no parking lot. Okay, meet me at the restaurant. Meet me in the lobby of the restaurant. You go in, get a table. I'm at the table right next to the door. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, you don't have to. If you have to do all that, if you have to take a picture of somebody's license plate, or get somebody's license, or get a picture with them, you know, or get a picture of them, in which, you know, social media, there's plenty of pictures, you know, social media, as soon as they have the social media, they have identification. It's not that detailed to the state, but they have identification. They know what you look like. You know, everybody's a public figure. That's not the issue. But if you have to do all that, then there's no point for you to be in that car in the first place, ladies. And I've heard things about ladies being drunk and then having to get a ride home from a dude they don't know, and they'll openly get on live and get on social media and say these things. And I wouldn't do that. I would just walk home. I would just go down. I would just have, if I partied like that, I would just, and I ain't got no money for no cab, then I just got to pay the consequence. You got to be a grown person of that, not somebody, you know. I don't blame somebody that just got snatched up or, you know, or something like that, off of some legitimate claim, you know. And most people, they kill who they know. That's the majority. They kill who they know, okay? The proximity thing. But if you're already setting me up like I'm going to hurt you, then there's no point for us to continue that. That's like a no. Like, you know, that's like a no. But, and then most of the women that I photograph, they come with their husband, they come with their girlfriend, they come, you know, they come with their peoples or whatever, their daughter, their family. Sometimes you want to meet the whole family, shaking everybody like me. The dating, I don't know. As far as that part right there. But you can bring a friend. You can bring a friend, like, say, meet me at Moot Theater. Okay, you bring your friend with you. I expect the same kind of deal. And that's usually how it would go. We would, you would bring your friend or the person which you with and whatever. Your boyfriend, your family, your whatever. Your friend, your whatever. And you meet up with me, we exchange, you know, whatever. Then we off doing our own thing. How hard is that? But if you're gonna blame me, there's no point for me to continue with you, okay? And I wouldn't even offer, hey, how about I pick you up at your house, okay? I wouldn't even offer that, okay? This is 2020, okay? I wouldn't even offer that. If I got a car, you gotta have a car. That's how I feel. You gotta have something. Somebody drop you off. Because I don't know you, and anything could happen. Because if it goes south, that's my exit strategy. You don't know where I part. I'm not saying to you, car. Same thing for women. They can say the same thing. They know, you don't know where I part. We're around. You ain't gonna do nothing. Let security know if something's up. Okay? Most of these places, they have somebody you reach out and touch and or call or do something or ask for help in a situation. But that goes back to kindergarten. That goes back to kindergarten. Don't talk to strangers and don't, you know, look both ways before you cross the highway or the street. You know, those are those simple instructions. You do that over and over again in the digital world, you'll be maintaining safe. I was at a park with a female. She had a taser, not for me, but for some guy that was following us. And she was saying, I think he's following us. And I, okay. Then I was like, is she crazy? I think she's crazy. Maybe he's got, but yeah, he's following us. That's the thing. He's following. I don't know if that was an ex-boyfriend or who that was, but Yeah, she got out of Dodge. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. Because you got, I see it from both perspectives. You don't want to get kidnapped. You don't want to get raped. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want to get, something bad happen to you. You don't want to be missing, and then your people can't never find you. You know. And then you bring up the whole issue about black women being missing. This is how I feel about black women being missing. It's unfortunate. We as a people have to take control of that situation, not play gender games. If I have an issue with my sister, right? Or if you have an issue with your brother, right? There's nothing wrong with putting that out there. But when you choose sides against your brother or your sister for a bigger issue, I have a problem with that. Okay, you gotta, study your differences until that big goal can be achieved. Then go back, not really feud, but arguing the issue out, getting the issue resolved, and bringing the issue out. But it's unfortunate. We have to take control of the situation. We have to educate our black women. We have to educate our children. We have to educate our young men, because they're coming up missing too. Who have they been lynching for the past month or so? Okay, in California, they've been lynching young black men, and in Indiana, they tried to do him. Okay, and Elijah, in Charleston. Okay, in Mount Pleasant. So, it happens to everybody, but they want to play the gender thing. When you really look at the gender thing, it goes white women at the top, of course, white people, anything that's white, non-white women, and sometimes men. Then you get with the black women underneath. Then it goes black women, black girls. Then you got black boys to black men on the way down. We're pretty much the last to be found, or even they don't care. They don't care either way it goes. It's just like what a lot of people have been saying. We have no friends. So why are you going to attack me for that? But need to educate everybody about situations like that. It's just like that. When I was back in college, I had to tell this lady about domestic violence. And at the time, Breonna and Chris Brown thing had happened. And like, I had to stop her. Hey, wait a minute. It doesn't just happen to women. It happens to men too. And I just want to clarify that, it happens to men too. While she's having her speech. Yes, I did. Because they running it like it just happened to you. It happens to all of us. We've all been killing each other this whole time. We've all been raping each other this whole time. Okay? The other stuff after that, that's a whole different story. Like, they're more likely to look for a missing white woman for 14, 15, upteenth years before they list black woman's missing. Oh, did you check her home? No, they're not gonna find. And the black men and the black. They're not even gonna put enough effort. Not saying that the missing black women and girls are more important than the missing men and black boys. They're equally important, the same. But the response is not the same. Neither for black women, neither between black women and white women, black men and white men, black boys, white boys, black girls, white girls. It's not the same response that you get. And fellas, you can't put yourself in a situation like that. You can't, because you're setting it, just like what I said in the tweet. You're setting yourself up to be accused. We're open. Open to be accused. Because she take a picture of your license plate and send it to her homegirl. Okay? Because that's what this lady was going to do. Yeah, she was going to send it to her homegirl. And she was going to send it to her homegirl. And that homegirl could possibly say something, even though she was not there, against you. And possibly the girl after everything is over. Because of that particular information that she has, or just being in the car. Just being in the car with that kind of mindset is dangerous. I'm not the type of dude to act like it ain't, but it is. You know, I don't like you. I don't like you either. I'm not going to act like I like you. I might hold it in, not express it, but I'm not going to, you know, act like a car is a truck and a truck is a car. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to act like, you know, somebody that's, and why would you want to go out on a date like that with somebody like that? She don't want to end up missing. Well, stay home. You're safe at home. That's what they say now with all this coronavirus stuff. Be safe. Stay safe. You know why they say stay safe? Stay safe because you're at home in quarantine. Okay? But, yeah, if you want to be safe, stay at home. Okay? Don't interact with people like that. That's what I say. That's the safest thing you could do besides the other options that I came up with. But that's the safest thing you can do. And women, too. Don't put yourself in a situation. You know? Don't put yourself in a situation. This girl is doing something that she shouldn't be doing, but you in the room too with her. Okay? Or you letting a dude like Junior from Players Club sit in the room with y'all or drive y'all home and y'all don't even know him. You know? You know, trucks used to pick up women. You know, back in the day, trucks used to pick up women. Now a lot of women are driving. Okay, what are they going to do when they're stranded? The safest thing you do is lock the truck. That's the safest thing to do as far as over the road goes. That's the safest thing you can do. But what are you going to do? Because a lot of the females are, a lot of the drivers are female or women. Girls, ladies, you know, so what can you do when another trucker, we don't answer that door, okay? Talking about being a punk and all this other stuff and defending women in general, you can't defend nobody like that, getting suckered into stuff. But that's off topic. That's off topic. But but my point is, the safest thing you could do is be at home. Okay. Don't interact with people like that, or at least get to know them. Like when you're on a dating site, get to know them first. At least online before you meet up in a public place. And you can bring your girlfriend. He can bring his guy friend. Make sure everything's all right. Because when you do stuff like that, when you do it sloppy like that, I'm gonna do something. I can make mistakes, but if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it straightforward, the legit way. You know, you can't, you know, I'm gonna do it the legit way. But telling the dude you don't want to be kidnapped, murdered, that's kind of offensive to me.
That is offensive. It is offensive to me. Offensive to whoever. I'm taking you out, spending money, spending my time, my personality, my energy to set this up. And all you do is insult me and act like, you know, it's just like you already accused him of rape before he even did it. You accused him of beating you before he already did it, or being fresh with you before he did it. Or even he didn't even have the mindset to do it. But you don't know he had the mindset to do it. I understand that part. But you can't put yourself in a situation. Guys, you want that chick so bad and whatnot. But you tell already off the bat, you know, you can't do it like that. Because when you look at divorce court, a lot of them, 30 days, they moved in with a dude. That day, they caught a ride with the dude, and that's how they met their hub and their wife, and they're sitting there in the divorce court. They're sitting in the divorce court. And then they have kids and they do that kind of stuff. Sometimes a man, sometimes a woman, sometimes both of them, but they equally share the blame because you shouldn't have did it like that. You should have gave your number, talked to you on the phone, and then we get on the phone. You know, because she could have, you know, you could have met up to something around her neighborhood. Because that's what I had to do one time. I had to meet with somebody in their neighborhood. I had to meet at the pool. I wanted to meet at the house. I ain't meeting at the house. I'm meeting at the pool. Because there are people around the pool. The public pool. The people around there. There's cars going back and forth. You got to think about those things. Not a white van. A paranoid white van. Not saying you get the white van out of your head. I'm just saying the back of your mind. Because they're still selling folks in Libya. Men. Young black men in Libya. So when you talk about sex trafficking, yeah, I didn't say sex trafficking. When you think about all that kind of stuff, okay? If I wouldn't do it as a man, why would you do it as a woman? That's what my point. Anything that we wouldn't do, you don't do the same thing, okay? Because, you know, and everything got to make sense. Some people ain't got common sense. But it still got to make sense. And most of those dating sites, they tell you what to do or what not to do. There was a guy I used to work with a while ago. He was in Google Hangouts. He was on a whole bunch of stuff. Dating sites, Google Hangouts, all kinds of stuff. Okay. He was giving $700 every month to some anonymous person that claimed to be Jessica. Okay. And this is an older man. He claiming to be a model named Jessica. Now we looked up, he had even guys that didn't even like him looked up and find her boyfriend, the real Jessica's boyfriend, the picture that he was using. And, you know, every time that, you know, something would happen, she didn't show up to the airport, she didn't show up this place. There was always some story behind it. Told him she was at the airport, but she lost her phone. So she took a cab all the way up from Charleston to Myrtle Beach. And then, you know, she got kidnapped twice. I think she got kidnapped officially three times. But at that point, she got kidnapped twice. And then she got arrested by the FBI for not paying some debts. They sent him a fake gun and badge that they found on the internet. Because we found it on the internet. And every time we tell him, he's like, huh, you really? You think so? And then, nah, I don't believe it. The guy is sick. But he wanted, this is a white guy, he wanted this chick to come to his house. And what he told me he wanted guaranteed pussy. I said, the only way you're going to get guaranteed pussy is if you go and become a porn star and start that website, guaranteedpussy.com, because ain't no way nobody coming to your house, man. But he was trying to get that job. And he some of his moves, action were creepy, and we told him about it. And it was a scam, but if it had been a real woman, oh, Lord, he would have been on the damn news. But that's all I wanted to say.